guys, it's your girl Food for Thought. Good evening, and thank you so much for the people who have been continuously supporting my podcast for 99 cents a month or $4.99. You guys are awesome, and you guys are my biggest supporters, and I just wanted to let you guys know that I appreciate you guys so much. If you'd like to become a supporter, all you gotta do is click on my podcast, click support the podcast, and it will show you the pricing, which will be 99 cents a month or $4.99. to subscribe to my podcast monthly. I would appreciate it a lot. So let's get on with the segment. So I saw a post on Facebook that has been on my newsfeed all day technically, and this one girl posted $2 is not a tip, $5 is not a tip. So I just wanted to know what was people's opinions on like tipping people at restaurants and stuff like that, because like, who doesn't go to restaurants? Like, who doesn't go to Applebee's? Who don't go to Chili's? Who don't go to a buffet or anything like that? You know what I mean? Like, people go to restaurants. So I said, ungrateful AF, what is your opinion on tipping? What's the minimum in tipping? Comment below. And I had a bunch of comments. Somebody said, oh my god, do this on the podcast you should be having. I hate entitled waitresses who do a shitty job, then reply, think I'm gonna give any tip. And then another person has commented, I don't think it's being ungrateful. Waitresses have to wait on you hand and foot to get $2 is crazy. No, they didn't have to get the job, but for whatever reason, that's their job. If your job paid $2.37 an hour, believe me, you wouldn't think that way. That is the only job where you have to do so much for so little. I kind of disagree, because like in different areas, like waitresses, they make, or hostesses, waitresses, or whatever, they make out here in California where I live $10.50 an hour to $11 an hour plus tips. Like, we get that they work hard, like it's very polite to tip, it's kind of implied not to tip, but you have to have your reasons if you don't want to tip somebody. And I said, I don't know, I feel like a tip is a tip. And then she said, but it's their wage, not just a tip. I said, they get paid hourly too. And then I try to tell her and this other girl that, you know, like, I live in California, so they get tipped and they get hourly wage. Now, if you did this in retail, guys, like, you literally would be, like, not being allowed. You wouldn't be allowed to, like, get a tip, basically, because it's not a job where you get tips. Like, you don't get tips and hourly wage, you just get hourly wage. And then if you do accept the tip and your manager finds out, they scold you. And then another person has commented, yes, very ungrateful, 20% period. I say this as someone with years of experience in the food industry. I said, like, you don't see people who work in retail getting a tip, and if they dare get a tip, they get scolded and illegal for something like that. And she said, exactly. And then somebody else said, because in retail, you make an hourly wage. I said, you make an hourly wage being a waitress and a hostess too. She said, but in retail, you make at least minimum wage. You aren't working for tips. You do make minimum wage, I think, when you're a waitress and a hostess. Because I remember applying for like a hostess job at Applebee's, and it was hourly wage. And then I get tips too. But I didn't get the job, guys. So I was like, you know what? It probably wasn't meant to be. And then I said, we all make the same out here. Only benefit is that their job gets tips. That's why I give them whatever I have. And then another person said, grateful for anything I didn't have. I always see it as, hey, that's a dollar I didn't have. Shit adds up. And then somebody else said, I agreed, I'd take anything. I said, same. And then another person said, it'll buy me a coffee from McDonald's for the next day. Laugh my ass off. And then another person has commented, for me, restaurant minimum $5, bar $1 per drink. Then I said, California makes $10.50 to $11 an hour with tips. And then another person said, that's a great wage. And then somebody else said, okay, so in California, they have it better as far as hourly wage. Oh, that's cool. But other states, nope. I said, yeah, plus tips. And then one person said, if you're not going to tip 18 to 20%, stay at home and serve yourself. And I said, damn. She said, LOL, I judge people who don't tip. My parents taught me to tip a long time ago. I hate that people act like the server got to kiss their ass for them to tip properly. Well, in California, it's different. They're hourly, just like everybody else, $10.50 to $11 an hour plus tips. And then another person said, I usually tip. Hope they not ungrateful. I only tip $5, but our whole table ends up tipping individually, so it adds up. $5 is a tip because I could have just kept it, just saying, which is true. Like, if you give a tip and they feel ungrateful about it, it's like the tip, it was like something that was extra that was mine, so it's just like you're gonna take the tip or you're gonna leave the tip technically. And then another person said, first of all, waitresses don't have to do shit. They chose that job. That's number one. And second of all, I tip accordingly to your service and attitude. If you're rude to me, I'm going to return the favor. But I'm a good tipper. Only you can fuck that up. Please understand, tipping is a privilege, not a requirement. I somewhat agree with her because, like, tipping is, like, is a privilege and not, like, a requirement, because you're at a restaurant to eat, like, you know, enjoy your time or do whatever. But like, tipping is like a polite way to say thank you for your service and thank you for helping me. And then a waiter said, I was a waiter for a year. Tipping is not required. It is a blessing. They tip you according to how well you do. If they didn't tip you, oh well, work harder. I said exactly what I was trying to say. Another person has commented, to me, it depends on the service. You earn your tip. I know I give $5 plus, but I'm grateful they tipped at all. And this is another person who works at a restaurant too. So it seems like majority of the waitresses are like agreeing with like a tip is a tip. Like, I know you're supposed to give 10%, but it's a blessing to even get like any extra money whatsoever for your hard work, basically. And then another person, she works at a restaurant too. She said, I have to clean the chips they make with credit slips and it all adds up. And what they claim is what they take out of their paychecks. So she kind of has a point, because people usually think they get tips and a paycheck. But if only it was like that. Also, servers only say something when it's a bill over $70 and they only tip $5. It's kind of fair to at least give 10%, because they bust their ass getting everything the needy guest needs and keep them happy and all that for just $5. And I said, but y'all get paid hourly too, right? Question mark. Because like, I feel like if you're getting paid like hourly and tips, I don't know, I just feel like you deserve a tip, but you have to like work for your tip, you know what I mean? Because retail, it's something similar in retail. You have to work your ass off in order to get a good service or a good survey, or like basically kudos. You're doing it for your hourly pay plus some kudos and doing it for no tips whatsoever. So I feel like certain waitresses deserve a tip, but some don't. Like, for instance, on my 1 year anniversary, me and my husband went to Dave & Buster's, right? And we had like the worst waitress ever. Like, she was like the worst. We were literally eating our food and my husband politely asked the lady if he could get some more ranch and some more ketchup. The lady literally looked at him, said that she's gonna get the ranch and the ketchup, took over 30 minutes to 45 minutes to even get the stuff. We were almost done with our food and she did not come back to check up on us or anything like that. And she was very rude, and like, she literally would be like, how you guys doing? It'll be like past 20 minutes. So I'm like, she wasn't continuous with the guests. Her horrible customer service rubbed us the wrong way. My husband said, I'm not gonna tip her, but he usually tips anyway, so he tipped her like $5. And it's because her service was horrible, and he was like, I wasn't gonna tip her at all because her service was too much. So, you know, it's like an on and off thing, because some people deserve tips, some people don't. Like, you're a waitress and I feel like that's the job that you chose. If you don't like it, then you can just leave your job. I just feel it's simple as that. And then other people have commented on my Snapchat and they said, it all depends on that. Let's focus on what is deserved rather than what I can afford. So basically what she's saying is, it all depends on the customer service with the servers, because it's what they can afford. Because sometimes people go to a restaurant and they will literally like just buy what they can afford and not even tip because they came to eat, you know what I mean? So I agree on her part as well. Another person said, LOL bitch, if you want to tip, work for it. Don't be a shitty waiter and expect a tip, I'll fuck around and leave at least 25 cents. I said, I will leave 5 cents. The fuck? I tip at least 10%, but if it was shitty service or rude, then you just might as well get $2 or nothing. But you'd have to be pretty shitty to me for that to happen. Oh my god, fuck that girl. LOL, I'ma leave what they deserve, period. And then another person said, I always do 10% or 15% if they did their job right. I think people gotta work for their tip. I was a waitress before. I believe 5 is a decent tip because it adds up. Laugh my ass off. I never tip, but my boyfriend always tips like $5 to $30. And I said, well, damn. So yeah, that's just my segment for the night about tipping. It's like, I feel like it's a requirement, but it's not like something that, you know, you're forced to do. Like, but don't be an asshole and not tip them at all. Like, at least give them something because they're busting their asses off, literally trying to help you guys out and give you guys good service. But then again, people post on Facebook like, oh, ambulance drivers don't give tips and police officers don't get tips. You know, it's just a huge debate on that. But I hope you guys enjoy this segment on tipping. And also, before I go, there's two more comments that I almost forgot about on my Instagram. So one person has commented, or actually a few people commented, my tip depends on my waiter's attitude of service. If I get exceptional service, then they will get a good or decent tip on my money situation, minimum $5. If my service was horrible, they better be lucky they didn't get anything at all. I understand that waiters and waitresses depend on tips, but they need to think about that when they're serving people. And I said facts. And then another person has commented, I usually tip if you gave me excellent service. For example, checking on me in a timely manner, which I was just talking about, you guys. If you do not check up on them on a timely manner and expect like a good tip, no, like that's rude. And it, especially if you're like a waiter and you've been there like for a while and you just want to be lazy, like no, you're going to work for that tip, girl. And then offering a smile and speaking friendly towards me. Asking if I need anything else. I understand waiters, waitresses rely on tips, but I did not apply to this job for you. You did. I came to this restaurant spending my hard-earned cash. Facts. I work in customer service and I excel in it. I have countless Yelp reviews, my job's website reviews, and I also get rewards. I do not accept bad service or tip on mediocre service. When I know the service I am capable of giving is top notch. That's just how I feel. Oh, well, thanks for coming to my TED talk. So yeah, that's just my segment for the night. Those are my last comments on the segment. This segment was actually like pretty good. Like when I saw that, I was like, oh my god, I should do this for my podcast. And somebody who listened to my podcast, they're like, girl, you should do this. I was like, girl, I know. And then that's when the comments started like flowing in, because like tipping is such a big thing, especially if you go out to a restaurant and you don't do it at all. But if the waiter's shitty, I feel like don't tip them. Like tip them like a dollar, but if they're not shitty, at least tip them a little bit, because any type of money counts. Like any extra money is a blessing. And I feel like also waitresses should be humble and like basically appreciate that, because you have people working in retail and carrying out furniture and heavy shit, and they don't get a tip for that. They get hourly, and you guys get hourly and tips. So yeah, that's just my segment. I hope you guys enjoy it. My Instagram would be SHARDEY17, so Shardey17. You guys have a wonderful evening. Bye.